Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board open session. The time is 10:44 p.m. Eastern Time, October 22nd, 2020. I'm the chair, Alex Steinberg, and I'd like to ask our secretary, Grace Aaron, to please call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Good. Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs is here. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Back again.
Thank you. Lyndon Foley is here. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Okay, Heather Gray is here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Okay, Wally James is here. Wayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Okay, Dwayne Lark is here. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Okay, Ron Pinchback is here. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. All right. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
Present.
Okay, Sandra Rowland is present. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
I am here.
Good. Eileen Rosin, WBPFW listener.
Here.
Okay. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay. James Sagerton is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Right. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
Okay, Alex Steinberg is here. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener.
Present.
Okay, Andrea Turner is here. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
I'm present, and I just want to mention that I don't see a button to play our stream right now on KPFK.
So we're not streaming yet?
I did my part. I'm streaming, but Otis McClay has to have put it on, KPFTX, and I don't see it there.
Yeah, but did you contact him?
I'll call Otis right now.
So let's pause the proceedings until we get that straightened out.
It may be that I think there was a posting on KPFTX saying that there were no streaming tonight.
Oh, really?
Because of the debate? We're streaming the debate, but the debate's over.
Okay, well.
This is Sandra. I have something to share about that.
Go ahead,
may
Sandra.
May I be recognized?
Yeah,
I
sure.
believe that Otis is taking a much deserved night off.
You mean Otis?
That's what
I hope he's doing something useful
chair.
And pleasant.
A chair? I hope so too, but that's what I think. I don't know for sure, but there was a email saying that he would not be streaming on the 22nd. That's today, correct?
I believe that's correct.
It is correct.
Okay, so there you have it.
Maybe we want to postpone this meeting until next week.
Well, this is Polina.
Yeah, Polina.
So basically what happens is when we have open sessions on Maestro, they get recorded and Otis gets those recordings automatically, and then he posts them to the open session. So even if we don't stream that, whatever we whatever business we conduct tonight will be available to listen to by whoever, right, by the public in general, as soon as Otis posts it, and he's capable of doing so as soon as we're done. So I would suggest if there's anything urgent to take care of tonight, we can still do it, even if we're not streaming. It'll still be available to the public per CDB rules. Thank you.
I understand that, Paulina. We try to stream when possible, and sometimes we're not able to do it, and we just put the recording of the meeting up on KPFTX. So if it's not possible tonight, we'll just go on. We'll put up the recording later. So let's continue with the roll call.
Okay. Where was I? Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Okay, Tom is here. Going back, Dan Goodman, KPFK listener. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present.
Okay. Nancy Sorden is present. We have, let's see.
Chair, while she's counting, this is James.
We have 18 members present, constituting a quorum.
Okay. There. The next item is there.
Chair. Chair. May I be recognized, Chair? I just wanted to let you know I just called Otis. He's going to get on it, and he's going to call or just do it. So he's going to arrange for it. He'll call Paulina if necessary, but he's just going to do it.
So this is Paulina. I'm already streaming, so
other...
all Otis needs. Yeah. Sorry,
okay.
Just to explain. I'm streaming, and all Otis needs to do is put the button there, so it's accessible. I'm
yes,
already.
Yes, he understands.
Yeah,
he understood that, and he was grateful about that.
Okay, well, I have a couple of announcements to make. I can wait until we're streaming to make those. If
Let
it's going to be.
Let me check if the other.
We are streaming.
We're
already streaming. Yes.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay, so I'd just like to know if Lydia Brazone is here.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Lydia IED is here. Anita Sims, Interim Chief Financial Officer. Good.
I'm here.
Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council. John Tatum, Parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Okay. Over to you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have two announcements. The first announcement is a report out from the closed session that we just finished. We don't have the complete report out, but we have a public motion to censure that I have to announce. Let me see if I can find it. This was voted on by the Pacifica National Board in closed session this evening. Motion to censure Director Jan Goodman. Whereas notice was filed on August 8th informing the PNB of a breach of confidentiality by Director Jan Goodman regarding confidential discussions on the KPFK LSB, and whereas since the notice that was filed on August 8th, Director Goodman has engaged in other actions detrimental to the Pacifica Foundation, to wit, Director Goodman initiated an unauthorized communication with the officers of the lenders to whom Pacifica is obligated in October without the knowledge of any members of the Pacifica National Board or any of its officers, including the interim executive director of Pacifica and the interim chief financial officer of Pacifica. And in the course of her unauthorized communication with the lenders, Director Goodman made certain assurances to the lenders about the possibility of a restructuring of Pacifica and the direction of Pacifica is moving towards, which may have created unrealistic expectations on the part of the lender that make negotiations over the loan more difficult and therefore are harmful to the Pacifica Foundation. And whereas Director Goodman has made public her unauthorized negotiations with the lender, thereby breaching the confidentiality of an ongoing contract negotiation, and whereas Director Goodman has sought to benefit from the unauthorized negotiation with the lender by touting her role in this as a reason to support her attempt to rewrite the Pacifica bylaws, be it hereby resolved that for these actions, Director Goodman is publicly censured for her unauthorized action and breach of confidentiality. Director Goodman is directed to have no further contact with Pacifica's lender and to refrain from any further breach of confidentiality. Violation of this directive will result in further disciplinary measures. This motion shall be reported out to the public at the conclusion of the closed session October 22nd, 2020. And that's the motion.
Point of inquiry.
What is the point of inquiry?
Yes, my point is, my question is, since this has now been made public and all that wording about confidential negotiations and everything, now we're able to comment on it as we see fit, right?
There's no comments. This is just an announcement of a motion.
No, I mean on the internet, on the phone, word of mouth.
Okay, I have another announcement to make. I'm not responding to that.
Point of information, Robin.
What is your point of information?
Don't we need to report out the vote to amend the Articles of Incorporation?
We do, but we didn't agree on the language for a report out yet, so that'll have to wait. But you are correct. We do have to report that out, but we kind of adjourned in a hurry, and we didn't agree on language.
Can't we just report the motion?
I don't think we can do that until we agree on a report out. And we can do that by email and publish the report out in the next day or so. We've done that before. Okay, here's my second announcement. Nominations are open for the two 2021 affiliate director seats on the Pacifica National Board. The deadline for the receipt of nomination is November 15, 2020. Nominations should be sent to secretary@pacifica.org. Notice is hereby given to affiliates and the public that the PNB will interview nominees for the two affiliate director positions at its regular monthly meeting on December 3rd, 2020. Protocols for the election of affiliate directors will also be decided in that December 3rd meeting. New affiliate directors will be seated in a PNB special open meeting in January 2021. Okay, that's the second announcement. And the next item is excused absences. Do we have any excused absences?
Yes, Chair.
Yes.
Chris,
yes,
Corby requested an excuse. Yeah.
Chris Corey.
Okay. Anybody else?
Which is
okay,
rare.
Do we have, we already voted to excuse Mr. Corey from the closed session. I don't really think we need to vote on this. Is that correct? Mr. Tatum, could you enlighten us on that?
Yes, you can do that. Without objection, you can continue his excuse, yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to continuing the excuse absence of Chris Corey? Okay. Then we move on. Next item is timekeepers. Who wants to volunteer to be timekeepers for this session?
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes?
I could keep time for items.
Okay. Do we have a volunteer for persons?
James, I'll do persons.
Okay. Thank you, both of you. Okay. The next item is approval of the agenda, and let me just read the draft agenda. After agenda approval, we have minutes approval. After that, we have a motion on KPFT Management and Selection Review Committee. After that, we have the report from the interim CFO and Q&A. After that, we have a report from the interim executive director in Q&A. That's followed by committee reports. And then we have unfinished business. Then followed by new business, and then we adjourn. Do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second, Lawrence.
Okay. Are there any objections to the draft agenda? Okay. Seeing none, the draft agenda is approved. The next item is approval of the minutes for October 19th, 2020 open session. Are there any corrections to be offered for that meeting?
My apologies, Chair. This is Sandra, and I do have an objection.
I'm afraid it's a little late. we already...
Okay,
we already,
fine. Go for it.
Okay. Since there are no corrections being offered to the minutes for the special meeting of October 19th, then we'll take that as approved and can be corrected later. Okay, the next item is a motion on the KPFT Management and Selection Review Committee. It's a motion from Dwayne Lark. Mr. Lark, could you please read your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the PNB allow Director Dwayne Lark to report on the Management and Selection Review Committee of the KPFT LSB. Further, the PNB shall direct that the MSRC chair report on the process and procedures that have been utilized in the search for a general manager of KPFT. Submitted by Dwayne Lark, PNB Director, KPFT.
Okay. Do we have a second for this motion?
This is Lawrence. I'll second.
Okay. The motion has a second. Okay. I'll take a stack on this. Who wants to speak?
This is Sandra.
Chair,
I would like to speak.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
What is your point of order?
Well, it's not a point of order. Just put me on the stack.
Okay. Sandra, Dwayne, who else wants to speak?
This is Lyndon. I'll speak eventually.
Okay. You're on the stack. Anybody else?
Lydia.
Lydia, okay. Okay, let's move on then. If the other people want to speak, we'll take another stack. Sandra, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, request for information. I need a clarification.
What is your request for information, Dwayne?
Is this the discussion or arguments on the merits of putting the item on the agenda, or are we debating the motion itself?
We already voted to approve the agenda. We're discussing the motion.
It's been a long day, too many meetings in the last several weeks. So I ask that I be allowed to motivate the motion.
Okay. Yeah, that's legitimate. Go ahead, motivate your motion.
Okay, Mr. Chair, initially, on the other session, we heard a term used to describe disingenuous. Well, perhaps the member who made that statement wasn't referring to Webster's definition of disingenuous, so let me read it into the record. Not candid or sincere, typically by pretending that one knows less about something than one really does. And I think reasonable-minded people would certainly not accuse me of that, particularly with this item. So let's put that in the proper context and appreciate it for where it came from. Nevertheless, this is an open discussion about an open process. It's really about whether and should expose whether or not we have continuity and consistency in all five units and how they operate under the bylaws when it comes to a search for a manager. Now, further, I hope to point out that we just admonished and demanded and instructed one of our units who we concluded did not follow proper protocols with respect to a simple evaluation of a manager, let alone the hiring process of one, which I find to be quite more important and quite more encumbersome. So this motion is to expose, to reveal a run-em-up process that incidentally and ironically and interestingly, Mr. Crozier, which is one of the leaders of this effort at KPFT with respect to this mad dash of putting a management search on steroids, and it was alluded to by the chair in the previous call. I'm going to bring it into the record and open record. That was a supermajority on the MSRC and a supermajority on LSB. And the argument here is that they took their majority and they took their supermajority and ran over the rights and privileges normally afforded to, I can't describe us as minorities because we make up 70% of the population of the Houston listening audience, but we certainly was not the majority, and we were not given simple respect and simple access. For instance, the KPFT, a Management Selection and Review Committee, voted a simple majority with no qualifications of discussions to reduce the list of 13 general manager candidates or applicants to 7, notwithstanding the fact that 13 is a meager amount of individuals when you're doing an effort on steroids and rushing it, because in contrast to that, just 2 years ago, the same LSB body, the same LSB committee, had over 25 candidates to apply for the GM position. Just in contrast. Now, according to the MSRC chairwoman, Sandra Rollins, the ad posted on Indeed received 41 responses. The chairwoman, without any consultation or discussion with the committee members, disqualified 39 of them because she said, after several requests for clarification from the committee members asking her, she said that those 39 requests did not meet the requirements. Now, this is her own arbitrary and capricious decision. The MSRC members did not know the name or specific reasons for this, for the 39 disqualifications. And I note this so that the IED, who says that she is considering applications and she's considering what she was sent, it is an incomplete record of potential qualifiers for this job. And I believe any reasonable search would not allow one person to arbitrarily make a decision for 20 people And that is what happened in this case. Further, after some committee members pointed out that in the... Just a moment.
You know, I might be the President of the United States. I might live in the White House, but
according to the, to the record, after some committee members pointed out in an executive meeting of the MSRC that one of the candidates, not calling the name, this is just process, that one of the candidates said to the received a questionnaire, and it was basically additional impropriety in terms of the process. And I hope we get deeper into that, as the member pointed out in executive session. I don't want to go into those weeds about speaking specifics about a person or about a candidate, but I do want to point out that that response on that question that a member had was, well, one of the leading members of KPFT said he forgot to send the questions in advance to that candidate. Ha, 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 ha. Individual communications between the secretary of our MSRC and the chairwoman.
Mr. Lark, could you please make the point of the motion, which is simply that you wish to make a report on the process? What doing now is describing your understanding of the process. Try to speak
by using a simple majority voting apparatus instead of STV as we did in the previous 2 years when we did an executive search. The diversity of opinions were rendered useless. It is not a was not a fair process, and it's not a fair process when the majority of a committee make all the decisions. And that's why STV balloting is in effect, so that if there was a band of six or seven or eight individuals who felt that one person out of seven should be considered further, but that was cast out, and we were not allowed it. And finally, Mr. Chair, the KPFT MSRC is simply dominated by a group of secessionists from this foundation, and they try to paint themselves as victims when they have victimized individuals who are part of the KPFT, LSC, and MSRC committee and took away what would be described as minority rights, although I point out that those of us who represent African-Americans, Hispanics, Anglos, and others are the majority of the KPFT listener audience by 70%. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I reduce, and I will stop there.
Okay, I have Sandra on the stack. Sandra, you're next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In regards to the previous speaker's comment, I get it. I understand what he's saying, but he is looking at things from a skewed perspective. The process was to vote up or down on our candidates, applicants, which we did. And it was only after we did so that everybody screamed foul. We have put forth four very qualified candidates to Lydia Brazon, our interim executive director, for a final interview and hopeful selection. Thank you.
Okay, I have Lyndon on the...
No, Lydia was next.
Lydia, you were next? Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so relative to the process, just so that everyone knows, is that I participated in, Sandra, was it one meeting? I think it was just one meeting, to make sure that the process moved forward expeditiously. I did receive the pool. I have started talking to people, reviewing the resumes. I still need to see on the depository where we keep the resumes and so forth for Pacifica. the audio interviews that you did, Sandra, so if you could get, I think Bill recorded those, if you can get those sent and posted there, that would be helpful. And so I'm going through them. But if there were any missteps, the only thing that I can say is that I don't want the process slowed down. In other words, I don't want to restart the process. And by the way, there is no equitable and standard process in this network, which I think is a problem. Since I have been on the board, every station does its own thing. Some processes are appalling. But when there is such a super majority of one faction over another, it's rarely equitable. And my job and what I feel is my duty is also to avoid any kind of challenges and litigation and blah, 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 and try to be fair. Certainly the four that were sent to me are eminently qualified. I applaud the committee for sending those up. But I see that what is posted in the Pacifica depository, that there are 13. I will be looking at all of them so that we don't have any challenges. And I also will be requesting the Indeed ones. And what I will do is I'll provide a report to the board. So if there are other applicants that I feel should have been included or were just, you know, so spectacular or whatever, or I think that should have been included in one of the pools, I'll bring it to the board to allow me to move forward with that and before I do a permanent hire. I'm hoping that helps to assuage. The other thing is that if there is a minority report from the minority of the KPFT LSB, I welcome that report. In writing, please, with the specifics of what you believe are the oversights. I take any complaints seriously because I have seen the inequities throughout the network, throughout the years. I do think that because the LSBs are not required to have an HR background or anything of that sort in order to sit on the LSB and make these determinations, that, you know, we have to I still favor that. I still think the LSB should have input into these matters. It's their station. They know it best. But I also think that since the actual hire is left up to the executive director, and as you know, I bring things to the board constantly that I don't really need to, but I really believe in the board having to assume that responsibility ultimately. So in all fairness, I will do that. But yes, I have received the pool. I am moving ahead, speaking to the candidates, letting them know that they're and they've been contacted by you. From what I understand, they're telling me that they were contacted by the committee. And so, you know, they have questions. I'm answering some of those questions. We're moving along. The process, just so the board knows, is after I go through this preliminary process, then you have to, and by the way, I Google everyone as well so that I am well informed, have learned that lesson hard. I have a professional background in hiring employees in my other life. But anyway, and then it'll go, you have to run a background check, and I have learned in Pacifica that those become really important and are not to be overlooked in terms of detail, or when there are gaps, you really need to pursue those, and sometimes that takes a little bit longer. But I really hope to move as expeditiously as possible. We have some significant issues at KPFT, both with the physical plant of the station, as well as, really promising, hopeful things that can help move the station forward. But right now it's in need of technical help. Mo Thomas will be visiting the station in early November. And so that will be helping with some of the technical things. I just need to get a clearer picture of that and of remote broadcasting capabilities, you know, by the staff, blah, blah, blah. So there's all kinds of things. KPFT is not alone. I have issues at other stations, but certainly right now KPFT is one of my two priorities. And so anyone who knows me knows I don't favor slowing things down. And I think that this has been, I think all of our processes, especially relative to our search processes, have been painfully slow. And I've been through so many of them. It's just so bureaucratic. So it's just, I have no words. It's separate from anything I've ever experienced in the real world. So I don't think it should be slowed down anymore. We're almost at the end of the year. I don't want to get into a position where we're changing boards again and have not resolved this issue for KPFT. So I am making this a priority. I will work over the weekend for this to go through everything that's there, and I welcome a minority report, and hopefully that will kind of settle this issue. I'm not trying to brush aside anyone's concerns or take anyone's opinion over another. Just trying to do my due diligence. Thank you.
Lawrence, to the stack chair.
thank you, Lydia.
May I speak?
Wally, to the stack.
Hold on. Lyndon is next.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's very disappointing to hear Lydia say that she's going to go back and take a look at those 13 that were originally submitted. The people who spent 50 or 60 hours going through this process, and we had 20 people on the committee, so you can just, you know, multiply that, you know, the number of hours is stupendous. And so basically you're telling us we just wasted all that time. I mean, I could have been doing other things. That's for starters. Second thing is there's no such thing as a super majority. Majority is a majority. And in this case, the minority wants to be the majority. The minority wants all the rights of the majority. Well, you know, that just isn't how the world works. And we see that on this PNB today. We see it now. And then something that Member Lark said twice about the KPFT listening audience. The KPFT listening audience, we have 100,000 watts for a reason. Our signal does not stop at the city limits. So you're wrong on the makeup of the greater Houston Standard Statistical Metro area. You're just wrong. Y'all keep repeating this, and you keep repeating this, but it is wrong. Now, I believe, well, I'm damn sure that they are just trying, they're going through all this because they're trying to protect, you know, certain people, and they've yelled, they've screamed, they raised every conspiracy theory under the sun to drag this out and to make it as painful a process as it possibly could be. And they were pretty successful because it was real painful. And this whole thing is just about trying to advance one failed candidate. And the candidate who received questions late, that candidate advanced. He was one of the four that we put forward to Lydia. So there was no harm. Disingenuous, not candid. Thank you.
Want a personal response, Mr. Chair?
And Mr. Chair, I need to respond because I think I was misunderstood.
I wanted to get to clarify this because I don't think I heard Lydia say she was going to go to the candidates that your committee rejected. If you heard that, I did not hear that. Lydia, can you clarify that?
Personal favor.
Yes. What I was saying was that I will look at everything. There's an official depository. My responsibilities to make sure we don't have any litigation, that we don't have any EEO challenges, blah, 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 right? And we had our HR professional working with the committee, so I don't anticipate. I will have conversations with her. But if there's like a standout candidate, I don't anticipate going beyond the four that were sent to me. So I want to make that clear. I am not tossing out your exhaustive work. I think you've done a wonderful job. The four that I received are eminently qualified. And you know, it may also turn out maybe they all four won't want the salary or won't want to relocate or whatever the situations are. And so I need to see what we have in the rest of the pool, for one thing, and to make sure that nothing was overlooked, especially because the applications from Indeed came up very, very late. I know because I was noticed by Markeisha on that, but I haven't seen the actual resumes from that. But I don't anticipate opening everything up. But as you know, there are also the possibility of other positions at KPFT. You don't have a PD, blah, blah, blah. There's other talent in the pool of candidates. And I am I was very heartened by what I saw with the pool that you sent me. So please do not start saying that I'm going to try to include someone. What I was very clear about is that if I make any alterations to the pool, if I add him, I'll bring it to the board. I'm not going to try to subvert the process that you participated in at all. We have meetings, what, weekly? And so it's going to take me a couple of days just to glance over and see if I have to know everything that's there, because if something arises from the EEO or whatever, I don't want to be blindsided. I'm not going to be blindsided because I'm here working on behalf of Pacifica. But I thank the committee. I think it did a remarkable job. I also can't I need to check out whatever the minority report says, and I think that the best way to do it, rather than to go back and start all over or delay the process, is for me to commit myself to look over the resumes. But anything to expand that pool, I will first bring to the board. So I'm not, and it would have to, you know, anyway, so I'm not. I have no intention of surreptitiously upsetting the apple cart, but by the same token, it's very important that all concerns are taken into consideration. And I think if I look through the whole batch, then I'll be in good shape, and more importantly, KPFT will be.
Thank you, Lydia. May I have the floor?
Personal privilege.
I didn't have you on the stack, but I'll be glad to put you on. But I think Lauren,
put me on the stack.
I'll put you on the stack.
Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you, Chair. And I'd like to thank Dwayne for bringing this forward. I think it's really important to hear if there was a miscarriage of equality, not so much that you have a supermajority or something, but that the process be fair. Now, I've served on many personnel committees in Pacifica and outside of Pacifica. In fact, we just hired a person for one of the boards I sit on in the community. So my concern is that I know that, and I had a conversation with Ms. Rollins about this, and we didn't reach an agreement, but that's okay because we don't always have to agree to be cultural, right? And so I believe that there's usually a ranking process that happens that makes the process more open, more fair, and more just. One of the real concerns I have is that one of the people behind the selection process and behind recording the interviews has a history in Pacifica of doing things that lead to inaccuracies. And that person was mentioned. That person is Bill Crozier, and he has engaged in.
Can we not, Lawrence?
Yes.
Can we not invoke names,
okay.
Please.
All right.
Please
okay.
Not,
thank you.
Everybody's name.
I stand corrected.
I have a real concern
with the process that was undertaken, whether it was fair to all involved, including the so-called minority. I have a process. I believe that if the process was tinted in any way, I think I would ask the executive director, the IED, to consider looking into the processes that and listen to both sides in regards to if the process was fair in putting together the pool. Now, it's no secret that we have been going through a process at KPFT that needs a lot of attention, and we have spent a lot of attention on WBI with due diligence and KPFK. But KPFT is the most vulnerable station right now, and the most underserved by many things, include staff, include capital improvements that are needed, and all of that. So, I plead to the IED to look into whether I know at KPFK we selected. I was part of a minority and. We selected somebody that I was in agreement with, but the fact is that we were able to rank the candidates in the pool, and I thought that led to a fair process. I wasn't happy about it, but it was fair, and it seemed to be fair. And if there's any appearance of impropriety, I think it's a responsible thing to look at the possibilities of any improprieties in the search process.
Since this was directed at me, may I respond?
Yes, you may.
First of all, the bylaws recommend or specify that if it's an election, you have STV, which is the ranked voting. This is not an election. Okay, so... that has to be distinguished. I'm not saying that ranked voting doesn't work. It's been left up to each LSB. That's what I'm saying. We are not uniform in this regard, but the ranked voting for HR for a hire is not specified in the bylaws or any of the processes that I know of that have been accepted by the PMB, or at least it hasn't been sent to me, but it's usually decided by each search committee at each station. So I just want to clarify that. Of course, as I said before, what I want, instead of necessarily all the comments, I hear it. I do not have time to talk to 24 members of an LSB. So I'm asking for a minority report in writing. I will look into all of those. I can't imagine that a process by which I would review all the resumes and see if something jumps out at me of somebody that should have been included in the pool. And as I said, I would bring it openly to the board and try and justify why I think that person should be in, and the board can decide. But I just don't want to stall the process. I will not be stalling the process. Looking into things will be fine. I don't plan to launch a big investigation. Tell me what you think went wrong. It should be apparent. It's hard for me to imagine a situation whereby my review of all of the resumes, including the ones from Indeed, doesn't satisfy people, and I could still come back and say, you know, the ones that rose to the top were these top four. I trust our LSB. So when I said No, we don't have that as a requirement that they have an HR background, right? That does not mean to dismiss it, because a professional HR person also does not have an on-the-ground experience with the station. And that, to me, has always been the value of the LSB having input into the hiring process at some level. But at the other level, I also have to be very careful about any missteps. And I'll work with Cynthia. Cynthia works far more closely with the committee than I did as well. So I just want everybody, but I welcome the minority report. So that's my comment.
Dwayne,
Chair, this is the timekeeper.
May I have time?
Yes. Sandra, you're next.
Chair, the timekeeper needs recognition.
Wally's on the stack.
I'm sorry. Am I allowed to speak?
I just want to hear from the timekeeper for a second. Hold on. What is it, James?
2 minutes.
Yeah, I want to apologize. I want to apologize to the board. I was distracted and I neglected to keep time accurately on the last two speakers, and they did go over time. But I just want to alert everyone that I will be paying attention going forward, and I apologize.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Am I allowed to?
Item timekeeper, Chair? Just that we're over 2 minutes on this item. Just to let you know.
Over 2 minutes?
May I ask for an extension of time?
Yes, you may. How much do you want?
I would like 2 minutes, please.
Okay. We have a motion to extend for 2 minutes on this item. Do we have a second?
I amend the motion to extend 10 minutes and to be placed on the staff.
I second it.
10 minutes. Do we have
And Lyndon wants to be on the stack if there's time permitting.
Are there any objections to extending this item for another 10 minutes? Okay, then it's extended. Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chair. And thank you, Lydia, for taking everything that we have put forward into consideration. I'm just going to put it out there. I have given my best good effort to try to be fair and try to do this process equitably. And we have received applications. Yeah, there were 41 people that applied on Indeed, but out of those 41, there were only two that actually followed the directions that were submitted by the committee. And the committee had no objection to discounting all of those others. They, you know, it was without objection. It was without objection. And the same thing goes for when we went the up or down vote for the people that applied. We used the job description as was applied by the committee, and it was a subcommittee, and it was part of the people that were there 2 years ago to revamp the job description and apply that to the people that applied. Okay, so they applied, and we waited that. We waited that with what they applied for and what their resumes submitted were, and we went forward from there. And nobody on the MSRC committee in KPFT Houston objected. It was passed without objection. It was only after we stated what we were going to do that another person decided that that wasn't fair. Okay,
Sandra,
well, I don't really care about that because long story short, we have vetted these people. We have interviewed them. We have done our due diligence. We need a general manager at KPFT who can lead, somebody who is qualified, not somebody that is collecting a paycheck. What we need is somebody who is willing to lead.
Please refrain from characterizing any particular individual.
Well, the damage is already out there now.
I am not characterizing any individual. I am just telling you that my task at this point in time was to find a qualified general manager and a general manager selection. And we have done that. The local station board has found that. We have submitted those people to our interim executive director. We have asked her to interview them and make a decision, and that's where we are. That's where we are. And I don't care what other members want to say about this process. They can throw me under the bus. I don't give a good goddamn about it. But I will tell you this. I have been earnest. And I have been forthright, and I have done my due diligence. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Rowland. Dwayne, did you have a point of order?
I will. Well, you wouldn't hear it. She's got out all the emphasis and the disrespect for the current person that's in charge now. So the point of order is moot.
Okay.